Sanyo, I'm looking at you.
JBC.
Is Sanyo still around?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Doesn't your mother own a Sanyo?
I don't remember.
Oh, now I'm like,
need
a beverage.
And content!
Oh, there's plenty of beverages.
I brought something to the table.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Researcher.
That was some delightful conversation.
Uh-huh.
Try a pita chip.
Go me.
Yeah, yay, Googles.
Googles.
Is that what you were doing before you were sitting down on your computer?
No.
Oh.
I did that at work. I did streaming media news, and CES was
so
the number one thing with Sony.
IPA,
so I read it,
Winter Ale,
and then I brought that content here.
Way to go.
Gluten freeze, a Pilsner, IPA, an amber.
Ew, get a room.
What if we could?
Ginger ale, Bloody Mary mix.
Probably looks really weird.
Diet Coke,
don't worry,
water,
we're not on camera.
That's true.
Lactose-free milk, pickle juice.
Pickle juice!
Yes.
Did I ever tell you guys the story of Pickle Nose?
No.
You're one with who now?
did I or Kanicki ever tell you guys the story of Pickle Nose?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Jimmy Kanicki went to 93 Edge Fest.
Oh my god, I have four bumper stickers for that on my closet wall at home.
Nice. And he didn't wear any sunscreen, so like his nose got so badly sunburned that it was bubbling. And when he came back, we were sitting down in the basement playing video games, as we did that summer. And for some odd reason, Steve just like looks over and just goes, "Pickle Nose!" And so like, for the rest of the night, we were just like, "Pickle Nose, come in here! Come on, you want some pizza? You want some pizza? Pickle Nose!" And so we just kept shouting out Pickle Nose, and like, we were all hopped up on sugar, so like 4 o'clock in the morning rolled around, Jimmy had gone to bed, and Steve just runs in and goes, "What? Pickle Nose!" And then sprinted as fast as Fat Steve could, and just, memories. It's kind of similar to many of the stories, such as the story of the invention of Fartchiclaws, where you'd run in and fart on someone then sprint away before they could wake up. We had a lot of fun that summer. Good times.
So do we want to do build a title or movie bluff? Or
we should do build a title. Build a title went poorly last time. We need redemption.
So we'll do one more build title, then we'll switch back into movie bluff for next week.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll see how I do with this one.
We can. Yeah. You just gotta think of movie title.
I feel like
I'll be better at this one.
A lot of movie titles.
We did.
In our mic checks.
That's what I was like.
I might be good at this one.
I can see the sound.
Good, because I wave at sound.
You don't wave at sound, you wave at the microphone.
No, I was waving at the camera, thank you very much.
No, although now I do want to go to Hamsterdamst.com.
Bars.
I just want to play Power Key.
Arrow
I bet it's come back.
Bar.
I bet it's come back.
It's probably in flash form, I bet.
I've looked for it.
Have you?
Believe you me, I've looked for it. I actually...
He looked for it yesterday.
I downloaded the...
PowerPete app?
No. I wish there was one. That'd be amazing. It would totally work on any...
Images,
platform.
YouTube.
But I found the file. Like, I have the game, but it obviously doesn't run on Windows. It's like a .sit, which is an old... it's like an old Macintosh-style zip file, basically.
It had another name. Interesting bonus track.
Mighty Max or
Close.
Mighty Mike?
Mike.
Mighty Mike, yeah.
It was the PC version. It's a third-person shooter where your hero has to save bunnies throughout five different lands.
Exactly.
There
That's
is
the one.
Prehistoric,
yep.
Candy Cane,
yep.
Fairy Tale,
oh, fairy
Magic
Tale.
Funhouse,
yep. mm-hmm.
bargain bin.
Yep.
I named them all.
Except for the Fairyland.
Memory. Well, that was the Toy Soldiers one.
Okay, so let's, weapons. Suction cup gun.
Yep.
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Musket.
Mm-hmm.
Flamethrower.
The best one. And the musket was pretty awesome, too, because it would kill anything.
Double-barreled gumball blaster.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Triple-barreled gumball blaster.
Yep.
Toothpaste.
Yep.
Heat seeker, pie, exploding birthday cake, fairy dust, rubber band gun, rocket launcher, Gatling gun. And Dave, it's an app. Mighty Mike.
Birthday cake grenades. Holy crap. Those
were
awesome.
Like I just...
This is a really weird looking version of it.
It doesn't look right.
No, that is not right.
So it's not the same.
I didn't know. I just searched for Mighty Mike.
Yeah.
Power Pete did not come up.
Well, somebody should work on that app.
There's also Mike the Hungry Shark.
I might actually get an iPhone if somebody would make that app.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, that's weird.
Oh,
but it's still free. Fuck that. I'm going to play
this. Would pay $50 for Power Pete.
Really? Because, I mean, like, my favorite game of all time is Muppets Inside. Which I did find that for PC, and I'm pretty sure it's installed in the dead tower next to you. But, you know, I'm running on the Mac now, so I don't really have it. But that, I would not pay $50 for that game, even still. Like, I love that game, and I love the concept of it and the execution. $50, no. If they revamped it and brought it up to the standards of today, I'd pay $20 at most. Preferably $19.99 plus tax. By the way.
Is Muppets Inside the one I'm thinking of?
The one where it's you put in the game and the game explodes within the computer and then you have to put the game back together by playing all of the games and there are a bunch of video clips installed and you have to find all the characters within the computer. Like there's the you have to go to the CPU and somebody's staying there and
Adam.
There was another one that was really good.
Did you ever play like The Secret Island of Dr. Quandary?
Yes.
No, I didn't play that one.
Was it The Secret Island or what was it?
I don't know. The one that I remember
the
is
Island
Search for the Amazon Queen.
Hmm.
Which was a point and click adventure.
Thank you, Minnesota Education Counselor, whatever you were called, MECC, for many of these fun games.
There's always Escape Velocity, which was an incredible space ship game.
There was always Drug Wars on the graphing calculator, which is still one of my favorite games I've ever played, and I'm tempted to buy a graphing calculator to bring it back.
You can have my old TI-83.
Oh, no, I need a TI-89.
Oh.
That's the minimum.
I remember when people would install Drug Wars on the school graphing calculators.
Yeah.
And then you had to demonstrate that you had cleared the memory on the calculator for your test. Yeah, even though I had a TI-89, I borrowed the in-classroom one for my test because I wasn't going to clear my memory.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't ruin that game.
I also had Mario, Mega Man, and Tetris, and the Pokedex app that Jared Szymanek made with all 150 Pokemon.
Wow.
Yeah, that lasted like a week, and I was like, my calculator's not working right.
I remember Ian Cobb had a TI-92, which was just crazy. It was huge, and like the screen was in the middle.
Yep.
It looked like a Game Gear with lots of buttons, basically.
And lasted just about as long as a Game Gear. You can play Mega Man.
Yeah, I had the TI-83 Plus Silver Edition.
I had the Plus, but then in college you got the 89...
And a glittery plastic case.
I remember that. I stole one of those.
Mine was...
Just the case, though.
Mine had
a blue sticker on it.
Mine was like glittery blue see-through.
I remember that brand, or that edition.
Oh, yeah. Because
there's one button that was like a weird pea yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Upper left hand.
I think so. But the FN button was yellow on most of them. Or light gray.
Light gray was the usual. It was kind of an orangish yellow. But on the blue one, they had to increase the yellow versus orange.
Yes, I believe so.
Wow.
Yay, math class.
Math class.
If only I remembered more of the math that happened in math class.
The only real thing I use from all of math is that whole like cross...
multiply?
Yeah, cross multiply thing.
For fractions.
Solve for x, essentially.
Yep.
Yep. So it's more of a conversion table.
I do a lot of algebra, but not much else.
No one has ever asked me to find X. I'm still waiting.
Oh, I have people, they don't know to call it X, but they come in and give me ratios of, you know, it's an 80-20 split, but we're only getting paid on 60%, so figure out the math so we can enter it into the computer.